Broadcast Studios. This is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
From the Power Ford Studios, Faith Family Ford, Power Ford, thanks for joining us this afternoon on ABQ Connect. This afternoon, we're on the phone with 1988 U.S. Olympian in the high jump, Trish Porter Topmiller. Trish, thanks for joining us this afternoon.
Thanks for having me, Jim.
Where are you in this fine world of ours today?
I am in Colorado Springs for the moment. I leave tomorrow for, I do a talk in Evergreen, and then I head to Albuquerque.
Well, you, of course, are out on the road promoting your book, King Here, Never Too Rich, Never Too Old, or To Anything to Meet Jesus. How's that promotion going, Trish?
It's been going great. I've done 5 radio interviews today. I'll be on TV in Albuquerque on Monday, and I'll be in the Journal this weekend, and a Barnes & Noble's book signing in Albuquerque Sunday from 2 to 4 o'clock at a Coronado Mall.
Well, Trish, I know a lot of people will be inspired reading the book King Here. It's basically a book about your dad and your relationship with him and the way he came to be a person of faith and all the things that he went through. Very inspiring. Some sad parts, some happy parts. And I know you also mentioned, which we talked to you about the last time we had you on the show, we talked about you dealing and going through grief, and that you lost your husband and your son in a tragic plane crash. And so we love the fact that you're so open about sharing these things and how you've dealt with them. And today we're really going to talk about young women and women that are preparing to be maybe athletes or be in business or just, you know, move forward in their lives. So thank you so much for being with us this afternoon.
You're welcome. I love it.
Well, the first question I have for you, Trish, is how do you think women that are, say, 15 to 20 years of age, what type of things are they going through right now, and how can they be encouraged?
Wow, I think they're going through a lot these days. It is very different than when I was young. Now, with all the social media and knowing what everybody's doing, and whether it be within your friend base or even within the world, what's going on. So to me, I think this age really needs to be encouraged. And I came up with an acronym. I like acronyms. Mm-hmm. And so if I can share that with you, the acronym is You Go Girl.
Mm.
And so in order to encourage them, I'm going to say you start with a Y, which is you are special and you are made for a purpose and you are loved. So the Y in You Go Girl is you're special. And the O is to offer. As a 15 to 20-year-old girl, offer your life to Jesus. Place your trust in Jesus. God loves you enough to send his son to die for you. And if you believe in him, you will be saved. The U stands for understand. Understand what God wants of you. And how do we do that? We read the Bible, right? So know what the Bible says. Get grounded in the Bible. Get grounded in God's word. So you have the You Go Girl, Y, you are special, O, offer your life to Jesus. You understand what God wants of you. The G is for God's truth. Don't listen to what social media says about you. Filter life through God's lens and not the world. So what does God say about you? What does he want from you? What does he say about your friends? The hope then is that social media won't have the power over you or the hold on you, and you can listen to God's truth. The O is opt out. Opt out of too much social media, Netflix, TV, YouTube. Make some other better choices.
Mm.
So then we have girls. So again, we're encouraging girls maybe age 15 to 20, and really I think it probably really applies to all of us. So then the acronym GIRL, G is for group. Get a group of friends who love the Lord and are going in a good direction.
Mm.
Find friends that are maybe involved with Fellowship of Christian Athletes or Navigators or Crew or your church group. My daughter talked about this. I kind of ran all of this by my 18-year-old daughter, Shannon. And so she kind of approved all of it. And she
nice.
Said that one is really, really important. Is G, finding a group of friends. And then I is invest in finding something you are passionate about and pursue it, whether that's sports or music or writing or science or faith, what, you know, helping others, whatever that is, invest in it. And then R is relationships, and that's relationship with boys. I would say wait. Don't compromise. Develop and grow in who you are as a person. So be the best you can be. You guys are familiar with Pastor Levi Lusco, I think, of Fresh Life Church.
Absolutely.
In Utah. I love Levi, and my daughter has really listened a lot to Levi. Follow him on Instagram, by the way. He's great to follow on Instagram. But he wrote a book called Swipe Right, and that's great for teens, for dating. And then the YouTube video, Problem with Pineapples video, is awesome to listen to and to watch. So I really encourage that. And then L is look up. Look up. What does God want us to do? Ask that question. If we keep our eyes on him, we aren't as consumed with us. And that will help us with depression and anxiety. So you have go, girl. Y is for you are special. O, offer your life to Jesus. U, understand what God wants of you. G is God's truth. Don't listen to social media. O is to opt out of too much social media. G is group, get a good group of friends. I is invest in finding something you are passionate about. R is relationships with boys. Wait, don't compromise. L is look up, what does God want us to do? And I know that was a little long.
I love it. No, it's fantastic. Trish Porter Topmiller on the phone with us this afternoon here on ABQ Connect. She is a 1988 U.S. Olympian in the high jump. She's a former world record holder for women ages 40 to 44, which sounds like you had fun high jumping a long time, Trish.
Yeah, I did. I know. I did it for almost 10 years from the age 40 to 49. So
outstanding.
After competing when I was young.
Hey, I wanted to ask you about Shannon's ankle. Is it healing up and is she doing okay?
It is healing up. Thank you for asking and for your prayers. So she is out of her boot and she is doing lots of physical therapy and strength training. And she told me yesterday she started doing some ladder drills and looking forward to getting back on the ice in probably a little bit, about a month, I think.
Oh, ladder drills. I just shudder at being a basketball player. Man, we had to do that all the time. And running to the top of the pit was also my favorite. Every time you missed a layup in practice, you had to just run to the top of the pit and back down. And it was torture. Trish, I'm different than you. I would never actually run on purpose.
I like sprints. I'm not a distance runner. I'm not a distance runner. I like short and sweet, 30, 40, 50 yards, and I'm good.
Well, put it this way. Here was my track prowess. I could wear a T-shirt that on the back it would say, "Thank you, I have never passed anyone before."
Oh. and you wore that proudly, I'm sure.
It's the only shirt I could wear that had anything to do with track. Trish Porter Topmiller on the phone with us this afternoon. Stay with us on ABQ Connect. We'll be back with more right after these messages.
Nothing says Christmas like a water buffalo. No, really. For a poor family in Asia, getting a water buffalo is like getting a farm tractor to pull a plow, or getting a milk truck full of delicious milk, or getting a stand at the market to sell cheese. When you donate a water buffalo to a poor family in Asia, you open the door for them to provide work, food, and income. More importantly, you open the door for them to hear about Jesus. It's a special gift your family will long remember, and a family in Asia will never forget. So if you want your family to do something truly meaningful this Christmas, bless another family, and you can change their lives forever. Call 855-572-4628. That's 855-572-4628. Or go online to knkt.com. Click on the Christmas Critter Campaign. That's online at knkt.com.
9 out of 10 American households own a Bible, yet only 14% of adults engage with the Bible daily. The need for proper renewal is obvious in our country and in our churches, and that's exactly what we want to help you experience by sending you an encouraging resource from Lenya Heitzig called Sheology, A Quiet Time Journal. Listen to Lenya.
I know what it means to have a dry period of time with the Lord, but I know that can change. That's why I've written this Quiet Time Journal. I invite you to put it in your routine. It'll make a difference. The year 2020 can mean a new day for you.
A Quiet Time Journal has a daily Bible reading plan, a weekly prayer focus, a monthly meditation, plus space for you to journal your prayers. We'll send you a copy of Sheology as thanks for your gift today of $35 to this media ministry. Call now, 800-922-1888. Or you can give online securely at connectwithskip.com/offer.
Latitude's Neighborhood Market is more than just a gas station. Latitude stresses local convenience at grocery market prices. Locally owned and heavily invested in the community. Unlike the national competition, they support local church groups, schools, and service organizations. Come into a nice clean store with friendly faces to greet you. Then pick up a rewards passport to save even more on gas. And get reacquainted with what real convenience is all about. Always open for you. Located in Rio Rancho, just across from Intel, or online at golatitudes.com.
I'm Sarah Crutchfield, owner of High Desert Hospice. After 32 years in healthcare, I know how important high-quality care is for those facing end of life. Whether as a patient or a family member, it's easy to get lost in the shuffle of corporate company trying to provide hospice care. Corporate policies often prevent services patients and their families need. That's why I founded High Desert Hospice, to provide the loving care we'd give to our own family. Let our family take care of yours. HighDesertHospice.care.
I'm Rob Sneed, General Manager at Power Ford. All dealerships have the same incentives. Big rebates, customer cash, we've all got them. The difference is in what the dealership does for you. And at Power Ford, it's all about you. You'll get a better deal and a better experience. And every new vehicle comes with the confidence of a 100,000-mile warranty, complimentary maintenance, and roadside assistance. Find your ride at MyPowerFord.com or come see us. We're on the affordable side of Albuquerque, on Montaño, west of I-25.
Call 888-243-8183 for details.
Ladies of Calvary, get ready for the annual Winter Gala and Lovely Market. Join Sheology Women's Ministry for Feliz Navidad with inspiring speaker, author, and mentor Debbie Alsdorf on Tuesday, December 3rd. The Lovely Market will be open at 3 p.m., so come early and take care of your Christmas shopping. Tickets must be purchased in advance and are available online at calvarynm.church. Come with expectant hearts for a fun-filled evening. We look forward to celebrating the season of Jesus' birth with you.
You're listening to KNKT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Trish Porter Top Miller on the phone with us this afternoon here on ABQ Connect. She's traveling all over the country promoting her book, King Here, Never Too Rich, Never Too Old, or Too Anything to Meet Jesus. She's also the author of a book called Rekindle Your Dreams. Trish, in reviewing these books, you really have a ministry of encouragement, which is why I love to have you on the program.
Well, thank you. I hope so. I hope to inspire, encourage, and empower people out there.
Trish, at what age did you know you had Olympic potential as an athlete?
Well, when I was in eighth grade, I had a PE teacher. We were doing PE, and then we were learning how to do the high jump, and I was terrible. I would knock the bar off. I would jump off of both feet or the wrong side. And my PE teacher told me, don't ever become a high jumper because you'll never be any good. And so that was in eighth grade. And thankfully, I didn't listen to her. I competed in high school and was successful. I got third at the state of California track championships, but I had no scholarship offer. I competed in college, but I gained the more than freshman 15 pounds. And so that was really tough, to high jump. So I was my senior year in high school, and I decided that I wanted to train for the Olympics, and I wanted to do it in the heptathlon, which was 7 events. Now, nobody thought I had any potential because I hadn't done well. But I trained and I worked very hard, and I ended up making Team USA in the heptathlon. So that was thrilling to represent the USA. And then it wasn't really until a month before the Olympic trials, when I had just qualified for the high jump, jumping 6'1.5", and I was driving home, and I heard in my head, I thought, I could make the Olympic team in the high jump. I could make the Olympic team in the high jump. And so I had been training for 4 years, just as a goal, but at that moment it became real to me. And I realized that there's a difference between just trying to achieve a goal and truly believing you can reach that goal. And so it wasn't until just shortly beforehand that I thought I could. And it wasn't really until I made the Olympic team that I thought I had the potential as an Olympian to be an Olympian.
Well, Trish, what's interesting about that story is, number one, you didn't have really the encouragement that maybe we all expect from our coaches. Sometimes our coaches are discouraging. And I guess kind of a reverse psychology, maybe that had a profound effect on you. But you had to have had some coaches that said, Trish, you have absolutely got what it takes. Keep working in this way. Who's a person that was really influential in encouraging you along the way?
So I had a couple, and my first was in high school. I had a guy, Maury, who thought I had potential in the high jump and really taught me some great technique. And I excelled there. And so that was the beginning of it. And then, my coach, Alan Henkel, I started working with him a year before the Olympics and in the heptathlon. And he was the one who had a fantastic training program that peaked me at the right time. And he was the one who was there and thought I could do it and was by my side, so to speak, and encouraging me.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to shift now, and I don't mean for the conversation to be so heavy at this point, but there are some things in recent news, like Dr. Larry Nassar, who is the former U.S. Mm-hmm. gymnastics national team doctor, who was actually convicted of child molestation and several other crimes regarding his relationship with many girls that competed for the United States Olympic team. And of course, gymnasts are, I guess, typically a little bit younger when they reach their peaks, as opposed to a female track athlete. But I guess I wonder first, as a mom, what do you do to protect Shannon if she's involved with other people, other trainers, other doctors? What kind of things can a parent do to protect their child?
So that's a great question right now. That is the hot topic. And there's a movie out called Olympic Gold that is all on the Larry Nassar case, which is very interesting and good to watch. Safe Sport has really come out now to try and help educate people, educate coaches, educate parents, and educate athletes. So I would encourage everybody to go through the Safe Sport training. It does not take very long. It's online. It takes, I think, an hour and a half. There are some free aspects to it. So in some, there's no cost, and then other, you can choose if you want to go further. Get informed. And parents, be with your kids. When you have young kids, be with them. Be with them at the doctors. Be with them with your coaches. But I know in the Larry Nassar case, there were lots of parents who were right there with their children. And so you got to make sure you ask questions and don't just trust maybe what a doctor says or what a coach says. If you have that inside of you, that little red flag that's going off, don't ignore that. Don't ignore the Holy Spirit and to respond. But really, I think it starts with educating and being aware of what's right and what's wrong and what's acceptable and what's not.
Trish, I have...
And kids, speak up. If kids speak up, don't hesitate to speak up. And I know, again, in the Larry Nassar case, this was a really liked man that everybody loved and worshiped in some sense. And so people didn't believe these kids. But thankfully, there was enough who kept going and who kept speaking out that finally someone was believed.
Last week, I had the author of a book called The Lies We Believe, Dr. Chris Thurman, on with us on the show. And he was talking about one section of his book, Are Lies That Women Believe, that he calls deadly in his book. Now, he also does that for men. But one of the lies is this whole thing about body image. Like you mentioned earlier, that you had gained more than the freshman 15. And I guess I worry about Is it a cultural thing that makes people worry about that? Is it social media? I have three daughters. I have five children. Three of them are women.
Wow.
And they're all grown up. But I can tell you that as they grew up, the way they interacted with teammates and stuff, the girls are way, way, way meaner than the boys' teams. My boys did not have to deal with half of the gossip and the things that happen on social media that my daughters had to deal with. And I'm not sure I can even tell you today that I knew how to protect them from that, because it's just constantly changing all the time.
Yeah, and I'm not sure you can protect them. The only thing you can do is again, give them information, as I mentioned in King here, that one of the Chuckisms is knowledge is power, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so give kids information, and you as a dad, I think, have a really big role with your daughters and feeding into them positive things about themselves, but and helping them being grounded in what is true. What does God say about them? You know, that's to me a really big thing is helping your kids and your girls know who are you. I don't know if you saw the movie Overcomer.
Yes.
That came out. Okay, so incredible movie. Absolutely loved it. Took a couple of my daughter and her friend to it. Saw it a couple times. It asked the question, "Who are you?"
Mm.
And who are you? And who does God say that you are? And if we can get our daughters to not listen to social media and to know who they are in the Lord, that they are chosen, that they are blessed, that they are loved, that they are redeemed, that they are adopted, and they are strong, and they are alive with Christ and saved. If they can know those things, I hope and pray that those things will help them with their image of who they are, and not to believe those lies. I think the enemy wants to try and get to us in different ways, and that is one way that he does with the young girls and all of us, and either old and even older women as we age. There's all the things that come with aging that we want to try to stop, but it's the same thing for us as older women. We are loved. You know, we are.
Trish, I've got all the time in the world on the show once you find that cure for aging. I'm happy to interview every day.
yeah, me too, man.
Trish Porter Topmiller on the phone with us this afternoon. Stay with us on ABQ Connect. We'll be back with more right after this.
Since 1970, Albuquerque Christian Children's Home has been providing a loving Christian home environment for children who are homeless, hurting, or at risk through no fault of their own. We accept these children without regard for their race, religion, culture, or social status, and care for them without any cost to the family member or the state. Our goal is to always show them the love of God through the care and dedication of the ACCH staff. For more information, go to our website at acch4kids.org or call 898-5520. Since 1970, Albuquerque Christian Children's Home has been providing a safe, loving home for children who have had so little and need so much. We feed, clothe, house, and share God's love with the children who have been missing those necessities in their young lives. There's no charge for the care at ACCH, and children can stay with us as long as they need our help. You can help by making a secured, tax-deductible donation today at acchkids.org or by calling 898-5520. And thank you for blessing the children.
Grandpa, get in the kitchen. Grandpa, I need you in the parking lot.
Go here, go there. Ava's so bossy.
Get the mop, Grandpa. We've got a spill at table 5.
Stella, not you too. I've already got one boss, your sister.
We're a team. Get used to it.
Two bosses? They've come running in all directions.
We understand at your age it's hard to keep up.
Just go visit with the customers, Grandpa.
Monroe's on Osuna in the Heights. And coming soon, the new Monroe's downtown at 4th and Mountain.
Therefore, whatever you want men to do to you, do also to them, for this is the law and the prophets. Matthew 7:12. Hello, Scott Simpkins from Petrie Buick GMC and Petrie Kia. That's one of my favorite verses. It reminds us how to treat others, to be kind, respectful, and honest, among other things. That's a core value at Petrie. We love helping customers and always do so in the same manner we would want to be treated. If you have any automotive needs, including service, I invite you to stop by Petrie Buick GMC or Petrie Kia on Eagle Ranch Road across from the Cottonwood Mall.
On KNKT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Trish Porter, Top Miller on the phone with us this afternoon on ABQ Connect. Thank you for joining us. Trish, appreciate you being on the phone with us. You're in Colorado Springs doing some promotion of your book, King Here, Never Too Rich, Never Too Old, or Too Anything to Meet Jesus. The promotional stuff's going well, I take it.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun. It's I'm looking forward to, I have a book signing in Albuquerque at Barnes & Noble on Sunday from 2 to 4 p.m. at Coronado Mall, so I'm excited about that. And it's been a wonderful journey.
Trish, you've had some success as an athlete, as a mom. You've had now some success as an author. What are the temptations of success?
I think I don't see success, I guess, as a temptation in some sense. There's nothing wrong with success. God wants us to work hard. He just wants us to have a proper perspective, I think, with success, and having an attitude of gratitude and thanksgiving. Because we got to remember, everything can change in an instant, right? You don't know. You can be successful one moment, and then the next moment, you can have no money, as I talk about in King Here. But we don't want to forsake all others for our success, or do something at any cost. That's one of the things we want to avoid as far as temptations of success. We want to stay grounded. I think when we stay grounded in the Word, and we don't want to think about us, starts becoming all about us, and I'm successful, and I'm doing this, and in your I, rather than looking up to God and saying, thank you, God, and recognizing that everything he's given you is a gift, and it's a gift from him. So that's what we need to do. We need to keep our eyes on the sky, keep our eyes on the Lord, stay in the Word, stay praying, listening to worship music and stations like KNKT, and stay connected to other people who love the Lord. And then I think that will help us avoid the temptation of the falls that come with success.
Well, you know, I'm kind of dating myself, but I used to enjoy, when I was pretty young, watching Elvis Presley movies. I loved, I just liked he had this great electric personality, had this new kind of music back in those days, was nicknamed the King of Rock and Roll, and I understood that he was a believer. But it seems the more success he had, the less he took his eyes off the Lord and got dependent on all kinds of other issues and then ended up passing away. Just very kind of unhealthy, unhappy. And I look at a lot of people that, I have no idea what their orientation of faith is or what their focus is, but it breaks my heart, for example, to see someone like Antonio Brown just literally self-destruct in front of us. And I literally pray for him. And athletes like the Colin Kaepernicks and other athletes who just seem to not be able to get along in society. It's like something, is broken. And I know that a lot of people will look at, they'll think race is an issue. We'll have this or have that. Well, I literally just get on my knees and I pray for these people because I want them to have success. I think culturally, a lot of times we will look at people that are successful and somehow our culture wants to knock those people off the top. Have you ever experienced anything like that where you felt like people were against you because you were having success?
I think, there are people that will always criticize you no matter what you do or no matter what you say. And so I have to focus on, being grateful. And for me, being my success, success, as my success as an Olympian, is what has given me a platform to be able to talk with other people and get on shows and inspire people. So I'm very thankful for that. But I think there's, along with the athletes and you have the movie stars, I think those two fields, when people start looking, when you start not recognizing that everything is from the Lord and you start thinking it's all about you and what you've done, and how good and successful you are, that's when we become vulnerable and we become vulnerable to attack and to temptation and to falling. So for me, I've tried to, be grateful and thankful for what I've had and not listen to, there's always been naysayers in my life. I've always had naysayers, and to not listen to that. And again, listen to what God says.
You know, in one of our earlier segments, we were talking about young female athletes and some of the controversies, like in USA Gymnastics, and the just the terrible things that a lot of those athletes had to endure at the hands of a team doctor. I want to ask you about talented women in business. Does our culture somehow make them vulnerable to being taken advantage of?
You know, I think so. I struggle talking about this because I try to come from such a positive viewpoint.
Mm-hmm.
And I have not experienced really a lot in the business world as far as being taken advantage of in the business world. But I do understand that there is lots of sexual harassment. There is objectification. There's body shaming. There's underpayment. Lack of opportunities or advancement, that there are companies that can foster this kind of environment. But I think now with the Me Too movement, that men are being aware and they need to be, I'm hoping that they're being more careful. And so hopefully in the future now going forward, all of this will decrease. I think men can feel threatened by talented women. And so therefore the reactions is that they try to put them down and knock them down. But the women need to really be secure within themselves, and who they are in dealing with all of this, and to fight for what's right and to fight for good behavior, from other people.
Trish, you'll like this story. So I have two boys and three girls, and they're all young adults now, but I remember playing football with all five of my kids. They all like to throw a football. And I kind of trained my kids that, hey, there's no excuses, male, female. I have a daughter that's a type 1 diabetic, and I never really allowed her, even in that condition, to have any excuses. They want to compete in sports. They want to play music. They want to be artists. They want to be business people, journalists, whatever it is. They've got to go out, and they've got to be effective despite anything, any challenges that they make. So I used to make chauvinistic remarks to my daughters like, you throw like a girl. Let me tell you, my daughter would respond, but all three of my daughters would respond, sorry, Dad, did I throw it too hard for you? So, and that's the attitude that I raised them with, because they aren't, you know, they weren't going to put up with 2 seconds of being somebody, speaking them in a condescending way. And I like that. I like their perspective, and they know at least from their mom and dad that we were always encouraging and letting them know that God had something special for them. So Trish Porter Topmiller is on the phone with us this afternoon on ABQ Connect. We've got a couple more segments with her. She is a 1988 U.S. Olympian and the author of King Here, Never Too Rich, Never Too Old, or Too Anything to Meet Jesus, doing a book signing and lots of other things. She'll let us know about that again when we come back. Stay with us here on ABQ Connect.
This Christmas, think of Matthew 20:28. For even the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve others and to give his life as a ransom for many. Following his example, we first serve our customers, employees, and community. Quality, service, and community. Merry Christmas from all of us at Duke City Ready Mix.
Gonstead Physical Medicine specializes in the diagnosis and treatment of spinal ligament injury, pain in your back, neck, shoulders, arms, and legs, as well as numbness in your extremities. Dizziness and bladder or bowel issues can all be symptoms. 90% of doctors treating spinal ligament injuries don't know how to determine the severity and location of this condition. At Gonstead Physical Medicine, all of the providers are trained to do this. Schedule a consultation today at gonstead-nm.com or 505-884-8584.
If you read the Bible, be sure it's for the right reason.
You know, we sometimes forget that the central theme of all of Scripture is the single person, the Lord Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
He is the mega theme.
Skip Heitzik points out, God does not need an Apple Watch or any kind.
And if you notice that God keeps perfect time, His watch is perfect. Sometimes you think God is late. You're just early. You think God is slow. No, you're just a little too fast.
Want more from Skip? Visit connectwithskip.com for a full Through the Bible library.
And if God would go through all of this intricate plan to send His Son from heaven to earth, don't you think that He's got you covered?
Subscribe to the Skip Heitzik podcast on your mobile device from wherever you get your downloads. Just look for Skip Heitzik.
So this is a good time for you to lay down your worry, lay down your burden, and start trusting in Him.
You're listening to KNKT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
We are coming to you from the Power Ford Studios, Faith Family Ford, Power Ford. We appreciate their sponsorship so much, and all of our other sponsors, too. We really appreciate being able to bring the message and have interviews with people like Trish Porter Topmiller. Thanks, Trish, for joining us. You're up in Colorado Springs. And do you ever get back to Albuquerque? It seems like you're not here very much.
Yes, I'll be there on Thursday. So I'll be back, and I'll be back for a good amount of time, actually. So,
and then you have a book signing.
I've got one thing I want to say.
Okay.
One of my dad's favorite Chuckisms, which I talk about in King here, and is Fords pass Cadillacs all day long. They just have to work harder. So you can actually get one of those Chuckisms. You can download it from my website at Trish Porter Topmiller, TOPMILLER.com. And I can give you a list of those Chuckisms.
Well, we're going to make sure that we, of course, this will be archived on our website, which is called abqconnect.online. And we archive and have a podcast of all of these broadcasts if people want to write in and make a comment. Trish, if you want to update things periodically as to where you can be, you can use that blog site. People can connect to this interview perpetually and also know kind of where you're going. So that's something that's fairly new. It's called abqconnect.online. And this show, for example, will be archived. Usually takes us a few hours to get things uploaded and ready to go, but should be available a little bit later. And we've got a picture of you that we put on the website. We pulled that off of, I think, your social media of your website. So I think it's really helpful, and we'll put a link to your website. I also wanted you to tell us again, you mentioned for parents that there's a training video called Safe Sport Training. Do you know where you find that on the web?
So yeah, so you can go to, safesport.com. And then there's a couple, there's two kind of, different, types of Safe Sport. I should say there's training. There's training for athletes, there's training for coaches, and there's training for parents. And there's a link that they have then for, whether you're a parent or a coach, and you can go on that. And it is great. It just gives you information. Again, that knowledge is power concept, of being aware of what is acceptable and what is not acceptable, for coaches. And then, you know, any coach that you have, hopefully you can encourage them to go to be Safe Sport certified and also do a background check. So it's safesport.org, is the address. And it just gives you all lots of information.
Well, I tell you what's interesting about this is I do a lot of coaching, with young athletes, both, men and women, boys and girls in basketball. So I'll be teaching an athlete, for example, how to post up. Well, if I'm going to teach them how to post up, then I need to kind of lean on them with a pad. It's kind of a thick pad that they use in, it's a blocking pad that they use in football. So I always ask the individual, boy or girl, man or woman, is it okay if I, you know, hit you with this pad? If I have to move them some way, I always ask for permission if I'm going to put my hands like on their back and push them. So you have to be really careful because you can actually sometimes see people react in a very uncomfortable way. And you automatically think, boy, something might have happened in the past. And so you have to be just really careful, really delicate. But once you get permission and you have a rapport with people, I mean, I frankly push them and shove them around. And the whole thing that I do in basketball is teach kids how to not be afraid, because most of us don't want body contact like they have in football. I mean, football players have to be used to body contact, rugby players. And there's other sports. I mean, I think women's soccer has become one of the most highly contact sports around. I mean, they're just slamming into each other. And the people that are successful are the people that are not afraid of that kind of slamming into one another and know how to control their bodies in those situations.
Yeah. And I mean, it is a different world. I mean, a coach nowadays, you do really have to be careful, because to me, a good coach is a hands-on coach, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's how it's, some people are visual, some people are tactile. And if you're going to really probably get to people, you're both visual and your touch, but they do have to be careful. And the important thing for kids to know is, you know, make sure everything's out front. If you're in an ice skating rink and you're there with, you know, 20 other people and five coaches, everybody can see what's going on.
Mm.
What kids need to avoid, and what Safe Sport talks about, is, you know, coaches shouldn't be texting privately to kids, right?
Mm. Yes.
Parents, the kids shouldn't be going in their car or going into a coach's room by themselves. That they need to stay out in the open and up front. And so that's one of the things that they can do, that Safe Sport is educating the kids about.
And this is really true with female coaches or male coaches. Because any accusations can be thrown out there at any time. So it's really designed to protect both the athlete and the coaches and give some peace of mind to the parents. And like you said earlier, I really want to encourage parents to be directly involved. If they're, I've never had an athlete at the Olympic level, but I can only imagine that you want to go meet these people, look at their credentials, get references on them before they ever do anything with your child.
Yeah. I mean, at the really high level, kind of everybody knows, you know, who everyone is. And nowadays at the high level, all of those coaches need to be Safe Sport certified and have background checks. And so that's one thing that's good to know about the high level coaches, but you just need to really be aware. And it's hard because, like, I'm a hugger. Okay. And other coaches are huggers. And in the old days, you know, your athlete does something good and a coach may high five, or maybe you give a hug at the end of the day or something like that. But now coaches have to they have to be careful hugging, you know, so it's kind of a whole new world, out there. And again, if they can stay public, that's the best protection.
Well, we have a lot more to talk to you about, Trish, and not a whole lot of time, but we're going to take one more break. We'll be back with more with Trish Porter Topmiller right after these messages.
You're listening to Plugged In on KNKT.
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor.
The movie A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood focuses on a cynical writer who's asked to write a profile piece on the real Mr. Rogers. This Tom Hanks starring film does have a few rough edges in the form of a little violence, little drinking, and language. But while many a movie will make you want to laugh or cry or think, very few make you want to be a better person. And that's what makes this cinematic neighborhood stand out. We'll give A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood a 4 out of 5 for family friendliness. Read the full review at PluggedIn.com/radio. And don't forget to check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. plugging you into the movies, I'm Bob Olszewski for Focus on the Family's Plugged In Movie Review.
Hi, this is John Chitwood. All of us here at Southern Boulevard Automotive want to wish you a very Merry Christmas as we celebrate our Lord Jesus Christ's birthday. And we want to wish you all a happy, holy day.
Take your knowledge of Scripture to a whole new level with online classes from Veritas International University. Learn more about the Bible on your schedule while working toward a certificate or fully accredited undergraduate or graduate degree that will impact your spiritual life for the rest of your life. Select teachings from the Bible from 30,000 feet are now part of the distance learning curriculum at Veritas International University with online classes from Pastor Skip Heitzig, including Old Testament Survey, New Testament Survey, Genesis, and Revelation. When you complete the Bible from 30,000 feet curriculum and connect with Calvary College, you'll receive a special certificate from Calvary Church. Through Veritas, you can take online, fully accredited classes working towards a bachelor's, master's, or a PhD. The spring semester is quickly approaching. For a full list of classes and to enroll, go to viu.ves.edu. That's viu.ves.edu.
Here's Rob West with today's MoneyWise Minute.
It's Black Friday, the shopping day after Thanksgiving when retailers traditionally move out of the red ink and into the black, making a profit for the year. They do that by putting sale tags on lots of items and convincing Christmas shoppers that they'll save a ton of money today. But is that really true? I'm sure some items are genuinely marked down, but they're called lost leaders, intended to get you into the store where you'll probably buy a lot of other stuff that isn't on sale. So don't get caught up in the herd mentality today. Before you head out to the mall, make a list of what you need to buy for Christmas and set a spending limit that fits well within your budget. Don't let Black Friday put you in the red for the rest of the year.
Your money and your life belong to God. Learn to manage them both well when you visit MoneyWise.org. Write it down, MoneyWise.org.
On KNKT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Trish Porter Topmiller on the phone with us this afternoon on ABQ Connect. I'm right now looking at her website, which is Trish Porter, P-O-R-T-E-R, Topmiller, T-O-P-M-I-L-L-E-R.com. And there's this great picture on her book called Rekindle Your Dreams, and she's about, you know, 2 feet over the bar. Now, Trish, I'm going to tease you a little bit here because I used to get on a mini tramp and have people take pictures of me dunking a basketball, and I'd have my head level with the rim. Are you jumping off a trampoline here or what?
No, I am not jumping off a trampoline. The bar is lower, though, than normal, a little bit lower in the cover of my book, though, I think because I was older then. That's when I was competing on the master's level. But there is, I know they're actually working on my website right now, so I don't know if it's fully up. We were making some changes to it. But there is a photo of when I competed at the Olympic trials in high jump 6'5", and there I am, you know, way over the bar, and there was no assistance, or the bar wasn't low. The bar was actually very high.
You had to get your whole body over something that is 6'5". I mean, I'm 6'7", so you're almost jumping over me with your whole body.
Wow.
It's just unbelievable to me.
Wow, and I was 5'7", so I actually jumped 10 inches over my head, and I got my whole body over that. Yeah, so that was kind of fun.
That is neat. Well, we're visiting this afternoon with Trish. She is obviously a female, successful athlete, 1988 U.S. Olympian in the high jump, former world record holder for women age 40 to 44 in the high jump. But I want to shift now to your book, King Here, Never Too Rich, Never Too Old, or Too Anything to Meet Jesus. And it's really a story about your family, yourself, and your interaction with your dad, who you love very much. But your dad came to faith later in life after experiencing a myriad of stuff. He was a wealthy guy, very successful in business, had a time where he lost everything, and he really came to faith. Trish, it sounds like you mentioned in the book that you were constantly praying for him and hoping for him. That really takes a relentless commitment to love somebody that way, doesn't it?
It does. I joke. I think that's the part that I got from being an athlete, and actually from him, is that I was a little relentless. And I think we all want to give up when we say, wow, I've prayed for somebody for so long, for 35 years I prayed for him. And you feel like it's impossible. Oh, he'll never meet Jesus. And we write people off. I am very guilty of that all the time. Oh, that person, they're doing this. Oh, they would never come to the Lord. And then God is so big and he is so amazing. And he says, oh yeah, watch, just watch. And my dad was 82 years old, when my new husband, James, ended up sitting down with him and talking into him about Jesus and said, you know, Chuck, if you were to die today and were in heaven at the pearly gates and they said, why should we let you in? What would you say? And my dad said, because I've been a good person. Mm. But, you know, the problem is, there's a problem with that. You know, we all fall short. We all sin. Nobody is perfect, and only perfection can get into heaven. And so then James said, well, Chuck, have you ever told a lie? And my dad said, yeah, I have. And he said, well, that's a great example of what separates us from God, of sin that separates us from God. And so then he began to talk to him and tell him about Jesus and how Jesus died for us to restore our relationship with God. And then ultimately he ended up asking my dad if he wanted to pray to receive Jesus. And my dad said yes. And there that day, they prayed. My dad prayed, dear Jesus, you know, forgive me of my sins. Help me come into my life, and help me to follow you, and forgive me of my sins. And so that was the day that my dad, prayed to receive Jesus, which I am so, so grateful for.
Trish, I kind of sense that there's two kinds of people. There are people like your dad who may have had, and I hope you're not offended by this, but a certain amount of arrogance and a certain amount of pride to where they didn't think they really needed a savior. You know, I ask you about the temptation of success. Well, people that are very successful, they don't really have a lot of needs. They don't have trouble paying their bills. They don't have trouble. You know, the funny part is a lot of them still have the same problems we have in terms of marriage and parenting and all of those challenges. But on the outside, it looks like they're doing very well. And I think the world teaches that you can never be vulnerable. You always have to be stellar and sober about everything. But the more Christians that I know, the more people I see that are just freed from all of that. They laugh and they smile and they, you know, you ask them about stuff that happened to them in their past that they may have done really wrong. And that, and now it's part of their testimony. It's like, oh yeah, I was a complete knucklehead then, and now I'm just trusting God to forgive me, and my entire life has changed.
Yeah, that's, I think that's where we get that focus on that arrogance and pride, and I think God made all of us with a void, and that void can only be filled by him. And so when we seek anything but God, when we seek that success, when we seek that money, when we seek that food, when we seek that drug, we're trying to fill that void, and it won't be filled until you finally come to your knees and say, Jesus, I need you. And my dad was like that. My dad looked at me and said, you know, I have more money than God. And if I lost half my money, I'd still be rich. Mm. And that's a pretty bold statement. And yet it's like, okay, watch this. And then after that was the series of events and losses. So we don't know what's coming next. And we all do need God. And so my hope and prayer is that it doesn't have to take, God doesn't have to bring you to your knees. You don't have to go to your knees before you say, God, I need you, that you can just recognize it early on. So that way, when difficult times come, you have a foundation to stand on.
Trish, I want to talk about the second kind of person now, and that's the person that might have a self-image right now of condemnation. They may have been involved in something. Immediately comes to mind something that would be unique to women would be maybe having an abortion. Maybe she feels really guilty about that. Maybe she believes the lie that she's responsible for the happiness of her family. Her family's not happy, and somehow she's believing that she's at fault for that. What can you say to people that just need to be freed up from that self-condemnation?
So God is a God who forgives. There is no sin that, you know, that we are too far from and that he won't forgive except for just denying him. So if you have, we've all done terrible things. You know, you're not alone in that. So we all have done things that we're not proud of and that we wish we wouldn't have. But thankfully, because of Jesus Christ, because he died on the cross and rose again, God can forgive anyone of anything. And so you're not too far gone. You're not alone. You are not so terrible. Those are lies that the enemy wants you to believe. Really, what you are is love. You are a child of the King, and you are prayed for by so many other people. So my hope is that you don't listen to those lies, and you know that you're loved.
Trish, in your book, King Here, you talked about your dad. You've talked about Chuck-isms. I mean, his first name was Chuck. Tell me how, even when he was not a believer, how can dads encourage their daughters?
Oh, dads, you are so important with your daughters. You know, and especially as they're high schoolers, when you feel like you're probably losing them, but really feed into them. Help prepare them for life. Show them by your example what a good man is like. You know, be an example to them. Make sure they feel safe and you help them. Listen to them. You know, daughters often will chat on and on and on, right? Listen to them. Mm-hmm. Let them talk. Be there for them and love them. Love them. Encourage them. Take them on a date. Show them how to be treated properly by a man. And if you have a mom, husband, fathers, love your wives because you are the good example. And then place your family as priority. Lead the family spiritually, and that includes the daughters. So, like, that is a lot. Everything of what I said, you know, they talk about super women, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's really a superman. That is a lot of things. Fathers have a lot on their plate because often, too, they're also, you know, trying to make money usually to feed the family. But you're so important. I mean, and spend time with the daughters. Pat, my late husband, he took Shannon to Hoffmantown Church, had a father-daughter night. And they went together and, you know, you get dressed up and it was with Awanas. And they danced and the song Cinderella by Stephen Curtis Chapman played. And Pat picked her up, twirled her around. And that memory that she has then is precious. And then she ended up skating after he passed away. She skated a Christmas skate show in honor of him, and that's actually on my YouTube channel. That is just beautiful, and she spoke beforehand. So give your daughters those great memories of time, spending time with their father daughters that is so important.
How about
get to know their love language. I'd also say get to know their love language, right, and encourage them if in their love language. Is it service, gifts, touch, quality time, or words? And so really get to know them that way.
And of course, a reference to Gary Chapman's book, The Five Love Languages.
Yes.
And he's actually written several books like Love Languages for Children, and so on and so forth.
And teens.
Yeah. So, yeah. I mean, yeah, great reference information. Trish, really our last question is how do you encourage women in their role as a mom?
Such an important role. That is like the best role. And if you are fortunate to be able to be a mom, what a blessing! What a blessing that you are. And I would just say, you don't need to be superwoman. You know that enjoy each moment along the way, because we don't know what's next. And for me, I lost my 15-year-old son, and so I'm so grateful that I felt like I loved every moment. So moms with younger kids, with young kids, take time for yourself. Recharge your batteries. It's okay to learn to say no and to not be perfect or have a perfect home or a perfect meal. Be proud to say you're a mom or you're a stay-at-home mom. I was always, I'm a stay-at-home mom. Often later in life, I'd say I'm never home, but I am a stay-at-home mom.
Trish, we never have enough time to talk to you about everything we want to talk about. Trish Porter Topmiller, make sure you go to her book signing. It'll be this next weekend. King here, never too rich, never too old, never too anything to meet Jesus. Trish, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having us, and remember to go to my website. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
ABQ Connect with Jim Williams is a production of KNKT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KNKT. If you missed any or part of today's show, get the free podcast at abqconnect.online.